old you used to say. You just keep on doing your own thing, boy, and sing your praises up that way. And you sleep, and you think, and you eat, won't be weak, and you will breathe again, na 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 na.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. How you doing, sir? I'm good, I'm good. Like, let's see. Hold on. Let me get that mic. Wait, it's just, look. Can you talk it again to the mic?
Hold on.
Oh, there it goes.
Butt, sweat, and beers.
There we go. That's the one. You good now?
I can hear you too.
Right. Okay, good. Now that we're here, welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers live here, RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Boom, home of freeform radio. Hope everything is well. I don't know where you are, but I'm here in Brooklyn, and it is hot. Woo, boy.
I'm glad this AC is working.
I just had to conk it on. If you hear that whirring in the back, that's just the AC, folks. You know what I'm saying? You know, whatever. It's like the third member of the crew right now. So whatever. We're just gonna let that thing post up. Anyway, I'm your host, Remy Benice. As I said, joining me into the studio today is none other than Voodoo Vega. Voodoo
in the house. What up? Boom. Brooklyn in the house.
Looking festive and dashiki. You know what I'm saying? And the frontiersman hat and your fancy Clarks.
Dusty Clark, man.
Anyway, that's right.
Yay!
Once again, we come to you from Bushwick, Brooklyn. From Osama bin Laden's man cave, which we got at a good price, fixed it around, and it's now a lovely podcasting studio for your pleasure. Yay!
He's a nice landlord. Doesn't really show up too much. Doesn't bother.
Not really. You know, lately, kind of. He's not much of a dick. Yeah. Not much of a dick. That dude. I mean. In the past, a lot, man. I don't know. For the last 6-7 years, not so much.
Kind of chilled out.
Yeah.
Yeah. He found himself.
Oh well. Yeah, I'm saying. Anyway, let me handle some business. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and you'd like to set up some sponsorship. Log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, and you could do that. If you'd like to sponsor a show on Radio Free Brooklyn, by all means, go ahead and sponsor a show. There's so many wonderful forms of entertainment on Radio Free Brooklyn that you could sponsor. Or if you'd like to just underwrite a Radio Free Brooklyn on a whole, you can also do that too. Just log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. You will see the tabs on the page, and we can get that process going for you. Once again, thank you for listening to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com and listening to Freeform Radio. Boop. Yay.
Hey,
we back. So today I opened up the show. Oh wait, hold on. Let me go do this weather report real quick. I like to do the weather. I don't have to do the weather.
The weather is it's hot.
Was brick. Now the brick is gone. The brick melted. It's mad. It was not brick anymore, son. All right. I need like 4 quarter waters. All right. 2 icy, 1 little water. You all right? But tonight in Brooklyn, the weather will be. Today's weather in Brooklyn is 86 degrees, feels like 94 with a humidity of 71 degrees with a wind coming out of the south at, 17 miles per hour. Tonight will drop to about 77 miles per hour with a high humidity and a chance of thunderstorms. Yeah.
I love the thunderstorms.
Oh, man. I'm only happy when it rains. That's what.
The tears.
There you go. Why your pillow wet? Because it's raining, son. Leave me alone. All right.
I'm emotional.
I like to keep it all inside sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a ball of emotion. You hear me, B? No, anyway. Oh, man. Shout out to Papa Jay-Z and the babies and the new babies. Yes. Indeed. You know what I'm saying? Way to skeet on point, my friend. Way to skeet on point. Good for you. But yes, so we started off today's show, not with Jay-Z. No. Far from that. We started off today's show with everybody's favorite R&B fondler, R&B, R. Kelly.
The Pied Piper himself.
The Pied Piper.
When art becomes reality.
The Pied Piper of pedophilia. R. Kelly. Let's give it up for R. Kelly. This dude. Hey. Woo. My God.
Dirty man, dirtiness.
Yeah, man. Like I said, if you know any old girls high schools out there that need a chaperone, you call Robert Kelly, and he'll be right there. You know what I'm saying? Keep these girls in line. Yeah. So apparently, R. Kelly, for those of you who haven't read the reports, is allegedly. I guess I don't know if it's alleged or not. Like whatever. Obviously. I'm just gonna cover my ass because I don't have Selena and Barnes on retainer. So allegedly, he's running pretty much a sex shop where he has just a bunch of young girls, doing what he needs them to do. Now, he's not necessarily pimping. No. He's actually keeping all these young girls for his own pleasure. According to former workers of his and some of the women's relatives. So, yeah. Now, the thing is, a couple of people have gone back and forth, and they were saying, well, he hasn't done nothing illegal because all the women are of age.
Yep.
You know, they
from their respective states.
Right.
I'm sure he's done the paperwork and the research at this point in his career.
He's like, what? You're 16 from what state? Oh God.
Cool.
That works.
His consent form.
Thank you very much. This dude is hilarious. You know what?
So he has a harem. Is that what it's called? Harem.
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 Like a harem. Yeah. So it's like six. Apparently, it's about six young ladies from various spots. He has one. Apparently, he had one girl who was like keeping them all in check. In fact, the girl who used to keep them all in check was the friend of the young girl who he was seen allegedly pissing on the first tape with. Yes.
A callback.
Yes, right. When I read that one, I was like, man.
Not your best move, bro.
Yeah, that was not your best move, but on some sidebar type stuff, man, that's some dedication for your ass. I tell you, man, if you can't be in the harem, I guess you can be on the bench. I don't know what's going on, man.
It's a super strange thing. Is it surprising at this point, though? Realistically speaking, is anybody actually surprised?
I'm not surprised. I'm just more so, like I'm just kind of thrown. Because the thing is, I put this out there, and I mean this to a certain point. We the black community, we the blacks have allowed this to a point, but at the same time, he has done nothing illegal. You know, he's skating. Has he done something?
Skeevy?
You know, skeevy, debaucherous. You know what I'm saying? Illegal? No. I mean, because I look at him like I look at Woody Allen. I mean, you know, Woody Allen.
Gross, dude.
That's the illest. Yo, I to this day, I'm like, yo, Woody Allen. Oh, that dude. Yo, scheming. Don't keep your girl around me. You know what I'm saying? Like, true player for real.
Do we not see that? All right. I was, is there any difference now between what he's doing and what Hugh Hefner has been doing for decades on end now?
Well,
having legally aged women
right
in his crib. Now, all right, so the difference, the only difference can be, were there allegations of abuse? Is that what's going on with R. Kelly?
Well, it's not abuse.
Because what I was understanding is they're saying it's a cult. So it's like, all right, right, they're getting mind fucked.
You're right. They're just.
Are the Playboy bunnies not also equally being mind fucked?
Well, no. They're like, like with the Playboy bunnies, in my opinion, yeah, you know, it's some quid pro quo. It's like, look, you're in the house, you know, have some playtime. Oh, by the way, you're going to be in the magazine. You get right to go on trips. You get to do certain things. You know, I'm sure there's some kind of like, there's an actual contract and then there's a silent contract, mm-hmm, in addition to that. You know, so to that end, I say, well, the Playboy bunny thing is totally different. You know what I'm saying? I liken the Playboy bunny thing to like high end, like it's almost like comparing stripping to burlesque. Like the Playboy bunnies are just burlesque compared to like Penthouse magazine or people doing, yeah, or Hustler where you're doing like just straight porn. All right.
Right.
Now with our like getting back to our Kelly situation, like there's no illegalities there.
Right.
You know, moral. Now the thing is, he's got his hand on the moral scale, on the immoral scale all the damn time.
Yeah, it's,
you know what I'm saying?
Away from that at this point, yeah.
Yeah, and thing is, like, I think I'm not saying we as black people, I can't put it all on black people, that's terrible. But I think people who are his fans enable this to a point, because thing is, they don't call him out on it, and they show up to his shows.
Yeah.
And thing is, if you you show up to his shows, you're paying that ticket, which, yeah, means he can afford the lifestyle of which he can, lock up
women. And you can buy a new fancier locks, change the code every couple of days.
In two different states, you know? I'm like, so.
Wait, so he has two different homes?
Two different homes, apparently. One in Chicago, one in Illinois.
One of those have different women?
Yeah, one in Illinois and one in Atlanta. And thing is, you know, they travel, like,
they travel with him?
Yeah, they either travel with him.
Traveling.
Right. And he can, you know, he probably brings one or two. Apparently, he's got one who's, like, his favorite, and she's the youngest, of course.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I was like, man, this dude, he don't stop.
So, my thing is, if there's no actual evidence, I mean, the families are saying otherwise.
Oh, yeah.
I understand, right? What they're basically saying is they just don't want their daughters in that environment.
Yeah.
Or are they saying that they're being abused?
They're just
captive?
Apparently, they're not seeing was one of the mothers of the young women, yeah, said she only received two interactions, like, for like the whole year from her daughter, and both of them were text messages. You know.
So that sounds like. I mean, like I said, unless there is evidence that he is keeping them from their families,
right?
Then that sounds like your daughter's an asshole,
right? So what he does is apparently he takes away their phone and he assigns them he gives them a new phone.
Yeah.
But he tells them when they're allowed to get. He's a pimp, right?
It's pimp shit. That's,
yeah,
going on.
So he's doing that type of thing. So he's controlling like what they eat, how much they eat, what they, yeah, wear. From what I read. Like, they're only allowed to wear like loose fitting track suits because he doesn't want his guests seeing the contours of their body and everything, the way the curves are.
Okay.
And if
super creep mode.
Yeah.
Right.
If men do come over, the women are must not make eye contact with the male guests and must look away or play in another room or something like that.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, there's a whole lot of stuff going on.
It's like a daycare of horror.
Yes, this is it's R. Kelly. It's chaos, right, man. So
yeah, I'm convinced this is creepy.
It is. It's creepy.
And this is all revealed by whom though? By somebody that has to be there. Then.
This was so apparently there was like two or three women who were former workers of his who've seen this.
Right.
You know, who are actually in charge of the girls.
Right.
You know, because you know these girls, it's like it's almost like Menudo. Like once they age out, it's over. You know what I'm saying? You're 25.
What is the limit? 25, 25
I'm guessing, like, once you hit 25, 20, like, once
I'm
you hit
24,
look, you hit 39, yeah, up in there. You spent way too much time next to Kel. Because he's 50.
He is 50.
You know, and he's messing around with these young girls.
Now, this
like,
comes back to the whole argument of people can you separate the art from the artist? That's going to harken back to that argument. Look what happened with Mike Jackson, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, difference being is whether you believe the allegations or not.
Right.
And this is kind of the same thing with R. Kelly, is whether you believe those allegations or not.
I'm gonna go with I believe the allegations are on R. Kelly more so than I believe them on Mike.
Yeah.
Because thing is with the allegations against Mike, most of those people were out for a paycheck, in my opinion.
Right.
You know, when you decide like, oh yeah, it's a good idea to allow Michael Jackson to look after your kids and everything like that, and you just met the man like 2-3 weeks ago, I'm like, no, you're a bad parent. Like, right. So guess what? You put your kid in that situation knowing like what you may or may not have heard, and you're like, no, this is okay. Chances are you're just putting your kid out there for bait. That's one thing.
It's now, totally bait.
Now, these parents, when they put their kid, one of the girls, she's a singer and everything like that. And she was trying to get her career going. Mm. Like, so they figure
trying to get your career going with somebody's career that's been going for 15 years now. That's nice.
What?
That's
you trying to get your career going? And R. Kelly is like, look, I heard your girl sing. She got some talent. Like, unfortunately, he was not talking about her singing though. Yeah. But whatever. Look, and so the thing is, with them, I can see that to a point, I can see why they entrusted him, because they're like, look, if he can offer any advice or put her in a certain circles in which like she can, move up and get her talent out there, then by all means. However, you know, you do not know what's in the heart of R. Kelly. Oh, yes, you do. He's a perv. I mean, come on. He just doesn't.
You kind of know.
You do. Come on. It's the same thing.
He's
like,
kind of creepy. No, he's kind of always been creepy. He's going to be creepy.
He is the worst all-girls school chaperone in the world.
So
R. Kelly, man.
Bring back our girls, R. Kelly.
Bring back. Yes. Bring back our girls, R. Kelly. Bring back our girls. Yo.
So I hope they're not suffering mentally or physically or anything of that nature. That's you know, all jokes aside, that is fucking creepy. That's like old school. That's pimping shit. Old school Chi-Town pimping shit.
It's, you know, and I mean, it's the whole Stockholm syndrome craziness. Yeah. It's like, because one of the girls, she was on TMZ reached out, and so they did like, you know, some kind of Skype FaceTime. Yeah, and she was it was like
a fucking ISIS fucking video, and shit got ISIS.
Absolutely, you know,
captive video.
I am doing well here. No. Nothing's wrong. You know, she's like steering. She's steering into
the cue cards.
Yeah, and so there was one point where they asked her like, are you in Chicago or Atlanta at this time? And then she was fumbling the question. So she was like, I don't feel like I need to answer that right now.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If you look at the video in the back, you can see somebody doing doing like the chop off sign with their hand. Yeah. Like they're like,
you know, for real. You can see somebody doing that.
Yeah. Cause you can see the shadow off of her shirt of like somebody moving their hand back and forth. So, yeah, and I was like, "Wow, this is some shit right here." So there you go. So once again, R. Kelly, you know, old habits die hard, but R. Kelly, yeah, not so much. So,
Jesus,
yeah, man. I mean, the dude's got no. I don't think he has any kids either. Like, no, he.
Does he?
No, he sang about half on a baby. He never went half on no baby though. I don't remember hearing like, oh yeah, and here's R. Kelly at the game. You know what I'm saying, with R. Kelly Jr. You know what I'm saying, like no. Like, he looks like, that dude's pulling out. He's not, no, he ain't having none of that. Like,
maybe he, that was going to be a weird comment. I'm not going to say it.
What? Vasectomy? He probably did. Who knows?
So maybe he just pees on people. Maybe he doesn't even actually bust nuts. Maybe he just,
you know,
urinates.
Well, there's some video evidence out there.
My mom joined this. That's unfortunate. I hope my mom's not listening.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
I think she is.
I'm just saying.
And I think she left.
Oh god.
That's so funny.
That's hilarious. Oh man. Yeah. But yeah, I like once again, R. Kelly, I like if you are an R. Kelly fan, and I'm right there with the rest of y'all, I'm an R. Kelly fan, but at the same time, there's a couple things I cannot stand for, and I'm like, this is one of those things where it's like, look,
involuntary harems are not cool.
He's
got a voluntary one.
Yeah, well,
I guess Hugh Hefner.
If they like, you know, I got a couple of friends who, I'm not gonna name names, but whatever. I just know some people, and you know
t-shirt.
They have a certain amount of sex partners, and you know, but you know, they kind of keep it separate. You know, they got a couple of starters, but they keep a tight bench.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
And it is what it is.
Now that's all right. So that's having multiple sex partners.
Yeah.
Is that like everybody's in the collective
group? That's different.
Different if they know you have multiple sex
partners. Right. He doesn't compartmentalize anything. He's just,
you guys are all gonna work together.
There you go. For the sake of the team. And I'm the coach.
You're gonna ovulate together.
Oh my god. Yo, man.
Female times together.
Wow. I can only imagine, yo. That dude's wiling. Wiling, yo.
Keeping it crip.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to play a little Moses Sumney for you. And we'll be back after the break. Yeah, so, but yes, so keep it locked here.
Sorry, Mom. That was weird. That was uncomfortable. I really hope my grandma was in town. I hope she wasn't listening to that.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. No.
She's like, gay? What is that?
Like, no, don't do that. Oh, my God. Anyway, keep it locked here on Radio Free Brooklyn. All right. We'll be right back.
I know what it is to be broken and be bold. Tell you that my silver is gold, though I'm much too old for make-believe. And I know what it's like to be held and not be held. Funny how stomach and fed seem satisfied, cause it's swell and swollen in you. Sky like a star, but nobody told me to never let it get too far. You see my silhouette, so you're standing scared of me. Can I tell you a secret?
Moses Sumney with Plastic. That's right.
Oh, shit. Let me get my contraption.
You okay there?
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Got your...
I haven't been on this show in a while. You got new co-hosts.
No, stop being like that. You know? You know?
I've been replaced.
Somebody sits in the chair just for a little bit, and then, you know, then you... You catch feelings and everything
it's
like
cool.
that?
Light skin dream is back. Hakeem yeah. the African dream is back. Google it. Hakeem the African dream. It's like, funny.
Going first round draft pick
it's
now?
It's racist, but it's funny.
Hakeem the African dream.
You remember him?
Oh my God.
You remember Hakeem the African dream?
No.
Wrestler. He was a big white dude.
Yes.
He used to be the one man gang, I think. At first, he went away. He came back.
That's right.
With a Kufi and wearing Doc Shiggy's.
Yes. Wow. Oh my God.
I forget who his manager was.
It wasn't Slick. I think it was Slick.
I think it was Slick. Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God. I used to love Slick as a manager. Yeah. That dude.
He used to come in dancing to hip hop
shit. Yeah, it's Slick, man. Oh, you a job so, bro.
Like, super racist. Super yeah, it was school so racist wrestling. That's when it was good, wrestling.
Oh, my God.
It was
wrestling.
Nice and offensive.
It was so offensive. So good. Oh, my God. Yeah, see what happens? Then they put social media and everything, sprinkle some Wi-Fi on it, right. And then ruined everything for everybody.
Everything's ruined.
Everything for everybody. Oh, man. Anyway, we are live and back here at Radio Free Brooklyn. Boom. What's on the topic of conversation next?
What do we got next?
Let's see. I'm not sure. Like, boom. Talking that trash. But we just wrapped up our talk about the
infamous.
the Pied Piper of pedophilia, R. Kelly. Moving on from him. Yeah, he doesn't deserve our tears. Our next talk will be about Michael Vick.
Yay.
Man.
Gang.
Okay, so how do we go about this?
So
man,
sad.
Jeez.
Sad.
MAGA. Sad. It's like, all right. So this week, on Fox Sports One, there's a show called Speak Your Mind, Speak for Yourself.
It's a show called. Say what Master told you to say.
Yeah. So speak for yourself.
A show called I Can't Find a Fedora That Fits.
Exactly. It's a sports show.
It's a show called Racism Does It Exist.
Yeah, there you go. Keep a blind eye to everything.
It's a show called Pull Yourself Up by Your Bootstraps.
I'm like, how am I going to pull it myself up by my bootstraps and I got no shoes, Master? Like,
it's a show called LeBron James Too Rich to Be Offended by Being Called a Nigga. It's not. Like, what? What?
What? Shame.
He wasn't even home. You had your Mexicans clean off the gate.
You weren't even in L.A. at the time. Come on, LeBron. Here, let me just roll this ball out here. Why don't you play for your freedom, nigga? There you go. Good. Come on.
Okay. Man.
Anyway, so on Fox Sports 1, on the show called Speak for Yourself, Michael Vick was the guest on this day. And on this day, the topic of conversation was Colin Kaepernick. If you do not know who Colin Kaepernick is, go rewind last year and check out the San Francisco 49ers. He was San Francisco 49ers quarterback who decided to take a political make a political statement by sitting through a couple of games. After speaking with a couple of folks, he decided to change the change his stance instead of sitting because sitting seemed to be very disrespectful during the anthem, so he decided to take a knee. Okay, so for the whole year, all the way to from the first game of the season to the last game of the season, Colin Kaepernick took a knee. A lot of people around the country chimed in and felt that it was disrespectful. However, when asked, he was taking a knee pretty much to put a spotlight on the greater problem of police brutality and violence against black folks violence against black people and police brutality overall. Some people felt he was just being disrespectful to the flag and disrespectful to the military, but you know, some people are gonna feel on the way they feel regardless of what he says.
Hate.
Yeah. So anyway, season's over. He's no longer with the 49ers. He's now looking for work for another team. He had a pretty good season last year. He threw for about 16 touchdowns. He ran for 60. He passed 16 touchdowns and only had like 4 interceptions, which is pretty good for a guy who only played about like 9-10 games.
Yeah.
You know. So, but he can't seem to be he can't be getting picked up by most of the teams in the NFL. And if you know the NFL, pretty much you need quality quarterbacks, even as a starter or even as a backup. And he can't get quality work. This is the same player who was about two plays away from winning a Super Bowl. Two plays away from winning a Super Bowl. He plays football at the highest level. And due to the fact that he's made a political statement, it looks like he's getting blackballed. It's to a point where certain players on certain teams have come out and said, my owner has come out and said, period, point blank, he will never, ever play for this team as long as I'm an owner. And this is multiple owners. At least six owners have come out and said this. You know, which owners? Who knows? But you can tell which owners by their actions. Sort of like the New York Jets. The New York Jets, who really need a quarterback, have decided, like, you know what? We're just going to tank this year. When you could technically bring in Colin Kaepernick for like probably less than under $4 million, yeah. And see what he can do. Like after you paid you paid Fitzpatrick $14 million to not go to the playoffs. You can't pay Colin Kaepernick $4 million just to see if you can go 8-8 this year. Mm-hmm. Bums. Anyway, but I digress. So getting back to the Speak for Yourself program, Michael Vick was asked, Michael Vick, who had his troubles himself while he was in the league, was asked on the show, what should Colin Kaepernick do in order to, like, you know.
And his grand idea. and he really pushed this idea because he didn't actually delve into anything further than what he said.
Right.
Which was.
Yeah. So Michael Vick said, what I think he should do is, you know, cut his hair. Clean, and look more presentable.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jesus, take the wheel.
Said the man who had can't reach cornrows.
I mean,
for
come
like
on,
years.
For years.
That's
just
cool.
Ron Mexico came out and said, "I swear to God, this same dude, Ron." And if you do not know what Ron Mexico is, look it up. It's okay. Don't get me wrong. Ron Mexico is another funny story about Michael Vick. You'll love it. Trust me. It'll be a great, like, 2 hours on the internet. It's wonderful. There might be some pictures, too. Anyway, so Michael Vick, who was a starting quarterback at one point for the Atlanta Falcons, was running an illegal dog fighting ring.
Allegedly.
No alleged about it. They found dogs. They was dead dogs and everything.
All right, they found shit, but was he running it?
He was funding
it. You know what the thing is?
He was funding it.
Now, that's for a fact?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I always thought that he just got caught up, like he just took the rap for shit that he really didn't have nothing
to do with. No. He funded it. He funded it. They found names, the sellers, everything. And the thing is, the people who were running it... Because he wasn't the day-to-day guy, but the person who was running it for him was, like, one of his best boys. Like, so
did he ever admit that he actually was funding
it? Yeah, they had him. FBI caught him. Like, I say this all the time with the FBI. The FBI doesn't ask you questions because they're looking for facts. The FBI asks you questions so that they can confirm what they already know.
Yeah.
They knew already. They just want to hear it from your mouth. Yeah. Now, if you lie, that's your ass. You're like, but if you can confirm it, they'll be like, all right. Well, you know, that was bad. Now, here's what we can do. They're like, so, anyway.
The FBI seemed real nice. But
Michael Vick, so.
Yeah, it sounds real friendly. Yeah.
Michael Vick paid a fine, pretty much lost his starting job, went to jail for approximately two and a half years.
Somewhere around there.
Two and a half years, came out of jail.
Saved,
found the Lord, because that's what you do. You know, you do push-ups, stay away from carbs, and you find Jesus somewhere in there. Not Jesus, Jesus. That's right. And so he came out and couldn't get somebody like with the top of talent Michael Vick had, because he was still within
his
prime.
Yeah, he was in his prime.
He was still within his prime. The Philadelphia 70, Philadelphia 76. The Philadelphia, they might
they
as well.
They picked him up and Iverson at the same time.
It was like, what, two cornrows for the price of one?
Yeah.
Sure. It's like, oh my God. You know they're from the same hometown too.
No shit.
Yeah, they're from Virginia, like Newport News, Bad News, Virginia. Yeah, so
you guys got issues over there.
All of them, yeah. So he got picked up by the Philadelphia Eagles, served as backup quarterback, and then transferred to the starting quarterback when they let go of Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
So he sat down on the show and he said, pretty much what he said about Kaepernick. Like, I think he should just, you know, cut his hair, you know, and I, you know, come in looking more presentable. Mm-hmm. And that is the, I like,
the saddest thing I've ever
that
heard
is
in
the
my life.
Saddest. I mean,
it's the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
You know, this
meanwhile, you got everybody. First of all, the biggest trend nowadays is, you know, all the NFL players have either locked their hair.
Right.
The white dudes have Viking hair. Their hair is just wild and grizzly and crazy,
right,
along with their beards. With everybody's
super,
beard gang.
Right. Everybody's so, super, like, bearded out. What?
He has a fro. Clean up and present yourself better for whom and for what? How does that change or take away anything of what he's been saying this whole time? How is that gonna help? The thing is what you're saying is something more subliminal, and he's saying a lot without saying much. What he's saying is submit. That's what he's telling him to do.
Right.
Submit.
Right.
And stop talking shit. Stop talking your shit. Have your charities. Maybe if you stop causing so much trouble, stop being the troublemaker. Stop being the troublemaker.
No.
Then maybe even you'll get picked up and the team will support your causes. But you can't say the things you want to say anymore. You cutting your hair, for a lot of people, especially for people like me that have locks, usually you cut your hair when you're trying to release things from the past. You're trying to let go of certain things. You know what I'm saying? It's a fresh start.
Right.
So there's a whole metaphorical thing that I don't know if Michael Vick actually thinks this deep,
right?
You know,
probably,
but
doesn't.
The under message that he's saying is still the same nonetheless,
right?
Is that cut your hair, get rid of that image that you tainted of yourself, and come back anew and just fall in line. There's better ways. I always love it when people say there's better ways to do things, but they don't say what that better way is. They have no
Absolutely.
Fucking clue what
yep.
that better thing to do is. Please tell me there's a better way to go about police brutality and how to tell me how.
It's cliche.
Because silent protest, bending one knee in protest, I thought that was the safest, most, you know, non-confrontational way to do that. But apparently, you know, you could hold your hand over your heart for fallen soldiers that get sent overseas to wars for bullshit wars.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you can't knee for fallen civilians, innocent civilians that were murdered in the streets. You
right.
can't knee for that. So you could be solemn for that and show respect for those people, but you can't show respect for civilians that are being murdered in the streets.
Right. Well, you gotta look at what football is, and it's very ridiculous. You know, you gotta remember, these owners, in my opinion, do not care about these players. They
no,
don't like
their bodies.
No, because thing is,
their bodies, they're studs,
and guess what? And more crazy than that, they are interchangeable.
Yeah,
because I tell you right now, if one goes down, they will find another.
Yeah,
you know, and the thing is. They don't care as long as you're wearing the color. You know what I'm saying? Like boom.
Unless
you're
Marshawn Lynch. They was not trying to get rid of him.
They'll
find you. Just let him do what he does.
Some of them are just special. Some of them are just truly special.
Nah.
But these guys are interchangeable. It is what it is. Like the league for years was trying to hide this whole the whole CTE thing regarding like okay. Like the amount of hits that a certain player takes within their career does affect, you know, the way they live their lifestyle or their livelihoods,
right.
You know, like years later. So thing is, these owners, teams, and some of these coaches, I can't say all of them. Some of these coaches, they do not care because thing is, all of this is blood sport.
Yeah.
And when Colin Kaepernick decided to take a cerebral approach before the game to take a knee in the during the national anthem, which is where most people had their issue,
mm-hmm.
It's like, well, hold on, don't you love the troops? They're like, this is not about the troops.
This has nothing to do. With
this
the
is
troops.
Not about. Don't you love America? This is not about America. I love America. I live here. I pay my taxes here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? However, there's a couple of things in this society that need to be addressed. And if I need to make you uncomfortable just so you could think about what I'm talking about, yeah. Mission accomplished.
So Colin Kaepernick can't bend the knee during the national anthem, but 100-plus NYPD officers could turn their back on the mayor of New York during a funeral
yeah.
of one of their own.
Yeah.
Because
at that point, it's okay and it's easy to separate what you're protesting about versus what you're there for.
Right.
But it's not easy to separate what Colin Kaepernick is protesting about versus what the anthem is for.
Right.
Why can't we do both?
We can't.
Y'all could do both. That was pretty easy for you to figure out. Hey, it's not. We wasn't trying to, you know, we wasn't trying to disrespect the fallen officer.
Right.
It's. We, you know, we're turning our back on him because he's disrespecting us and her.
Yeah, but you turned your back on the mayor at the funeral.
You're causing a scene at a funeral.
Right. So what was that about? Yeah. So I find it hypocritical and ridiculous and stupid. On a whole, and yeah, my thing is Colin. I hope Colin. There was a video of Colin Kaepernick. I'm not sure where he was, but he was somewhere in the continent. And he was doing something for some kind of charity in Africa. He was all slicked out in his own dashiki,
mm-hmm.
Mind you, with his hair in his hair back and like mm-hmm. cornrows and everything. And I was like, this is what he's choosing. He put his money where his mouth was.
That's right, and that's why everybody's so furious because he's making them all look foolish.
It's
one thing when somebody talks a good game, when you walk the walk, also
right.
Now
right.
nobody could tell you shit, and they can't get anywhere past the whole protest thing. You know what I'm saying? And then you had assholes like Stephen A. Smith saying, you can't even play good, so therefore you shouldn't have an opinion because you suck.
Check this out.
I got a text message from one of our listeners here.
Yeah.
My good brother, Camille.
Yeah.
He said what Vic said wasn't untrue, but I think he's looking at it from the perspective of what Kaepernick needs to do if he wants to play again. However, Kaepernick is content with the life he leads, so whether he plays again or not doesn't matter to him. Which
I'm going to go that's
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree that is what he's going to have to do if he wants to play again. Yeah, he's going to have to toe the line, get in line. You know what
right.
I'm saying? But what I'm upset about is the fact that that even came out of Michael Vick's mouth.
Yeah, Michael.
The fact that you even think that that's okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
He didn't. I don't think he necessarily elocuted his point to what he was trying to. I think he should have said it. His thing is, I believe part most of what he said was to a point correct. Because thing is in the NFL,
yeah.
You know, it's almost like I liken the NFL to like certain like North Korea somewhat.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like no one. Yeah. Yo, I tell you because they do not like anything out. Like nobody, they shall like no one shall stick their head higher than the other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There shall be nothing. Nothing shall be out of line. And if you are out of line, then you are wrong, and you will be put to the side. That's the way it is,
mm-hmm.
and that's the way NFL likes it. You know, like they're. I mean, until this year, I think this year they're allowing.
Mm.
They're going to allow players to at least do end zone dances and everything like that. I was like, oh, great, like that.
Nice,
like,
thank you.
Yeah,
I could dance. Sir?
I could dance. Sir.
I could dance.
I could dance now. I'm done. Thanks, oh sir. Lord, I got me some. Don't play my music now. And I was like, so you're going to allow them to dance? It's like, yeah, it's a free expression after they score a touchdown. Yeah, by all means,
yeah,
dance. And I was like, and then it hit me. I was like, the NFL is going to allow you to dance.
Let me ask you something. How is Michael Vick? I don't follow football. How was he doing last season?
Michael Vick hasn't played in the last 2 years. He filed for retirement.
So why was he on that show?
He was
who
on the show.
Him up? Who cares what Michael Vick had to say?
My thing is, apparently they just brought Michael Vick on because thing is, Michael Vick can offer some kind of he can offer some kind of analysis as to like, you know, how hard is it for somebody to come back into the league after they've been
criminal? Probably kind of hard, as it should be.
That's what I'm saying.
Colin Kaepernick. See,
he's not a criminal.
The subliminal comparisons that they're making there.
Absolutely.
The lines that they're drawing
is what's
mind boggling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's bullshit.
And it's not getting, like, you know, I hope it's not getting going over people's heads, but it's like, it's pretty absurd that people are drawing these comparisons to Michael Vick, to somebody who had dog fights and shit like that.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're comparing somebody taking a knee
to somebody condoning dog fights and having a bunch of dogs dead up, you know.
Right.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
And it was just ridiculous. I mean, it
is that the only person that ever had a hard time coming back on the team?
I mean,
is that the only person they could possibly find?
Impossible. There's so many guys out there in the league. It's a fake phony. It's on his face, like the whole to play the moral card for the NFL is. On its face, laughable. Because
now, I'm sure what their argument is going to be is that they both had the notoriety and they both were big names.
Right.
That's what the comparison is. Two big names that had an issue and you know now they're not getting picked up. Difference is Michael Vick in his prime, Colin Kaepernick, is he technically in his prime? I guess.
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick is still in his prime. I mean, he's,
But that was a starter that got into some shit.
Right.
Right. And this was a second string.
Well, he was a starter at one point and he should have been. He should have been starting at the top of the year. They put in the other kid, and then everybody was, and then the whole even people on their squad were like, you know what, we gotta go with Colin. Like, cause this ain't working.
Yo, party people. How about we get some calls in? Yo, Camille, call us in, man. Camille, 718-928.
Yeah,
9732. I'd like to hear your opinion.
Call in before the end of the show.
Yeah, we got about a little less than ten minutes
left into the show. Wonderful. It's like, boom, we'll get
718-928-9732. RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.
Yeah, man. So, Stephen A. Smith. There's a whole lot of sunken place Negro thoughts on this whole thing.
What's that fat guy's name? On the show, I forget his name.
Yeah.
Because he's only just he just started popping up on my radar through news outlet is World Star. So that's where I know him from.
All those guys they used to be on what's the name? ESPN.
Right.
And then when Fox decided they're going to have a sports bigger sports division, like all these ESPN guys who used to be over there just jumped the ship and. Gotten over there to New Boat and everything like that. I can't remember his name, but yeah, he's another one. Yeah. There's a lot of sunken placeness in sports, man. Because people just do not like to think about life's events, like while sports are going on. That is the truth. You can't this guy he was a murderer and this and that. Like that's great, but he's on my fantasy football team and I need about 20 points to win this weekend. How about that? You know, nobody cares. I kid you not. It is so sad in life. It's just the saddest thing. I was like, you kind of put things to the side. Because the thing is, like, you want me to get mad at Colin Kaepernick. I'm like, but for what? He's like, because the whole money. Well, like, my thing is, when I saw, like, the amount of money that he's given to charities, mm-hmm. the fact that he's not just giving money, but time, gone places, you know what I'm saying, is out there and he's vocal about certain things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, then by all means, what? Like, he seems like, guess what? Of all the things that the NFL wants their players to be, mm-hmm. Colin Kaepernick is.
Yeah.
He's
a role model.
He's a role model. Like, this is exactly, like, that's right. Well, he's not out here, you know what I'm saying, selling State Farm insurance for you and, you know what I'm saying, Nationwide and all that stuff.
Meanwhile, you got somebody, King of the Castle, LeBron James. Didn't he wear a Black Lives Matter shirt to a couple of the games around that time?
LeBron could do whatever he wants.
Exactly.
LeBron could do, but here's the thing with LeBron. LeBron can do whatever he wants.
He owns the NBA.
Yeah, because the thing is, this is his time. As long as even if they lost the finals, doesn't matter. LeBron is... LeBron is the president of the Players Association. He is the most talented player in the league, regardless of who wins the MVP. LeBron James is the problem in the league, in the sense of every time you play against LeBron, like that dude, you need to know where he is at all times.
I think the difference is there's been more, to my recollection, there's been more people affected by police brutality in the NBA than there has been in the NFL.
Well, not
exactly, if I can recall.
Because
you had, what's his name? Damn, what's that guy's name? He got Falafel or something. He had some weird last name. I think it was French or something like that. Then he get shot in the leg or some shit.
You're talking about Tabo Cephalosha?
Yeah, that guy.
Yes, Tabo Cephalosha.
Hey, we got to call.
Hold on. Stand by. Yeah. Hello. Boom. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, this is Camille. How's it going, brother?
Going
What's
well.
What's up, big brother?
I see y'all been covering a few bases, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
How you feel about it?
One of the things that is easy to forget is that, you know, Muhammad Ali went through the same exact thing.
Right.
Everybody hated him, vilified him. Right. It wasn't until after he got sick and sadly passed away that everyone jumped out the woodworks.
Right. Hello?
I think we lost him. Hello?
Okay. Well, just to pick up on his thought, he's right, though. Like, the whole idea of, like, Muhammad Ali's, like, career got sidetracked.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, when everything died down and he did get sick, all of a sudden people want to have revisionist history.
Yeah.
All of a sudden people want to be like, oh, yeah, Muhammad, he's the greatest, this and that. It's like he's a champion of the people. Like, oh, remember when you was spitting on him and everything?
Let's think about this correctly now.
Come on.
From what I understand, first of all, the Vietnam War was not a popular war at any point in time.
No, not at all.
So it wasn't necessarily an out-the-box idea for him to not want to be drafted, want to join the army.
Right.
To fight. A lot of people did that. He just happened to be the most famous one at the time.
Oh, absolutely.
And the most outspoken one, and the one that had the gift of gab.
Right.
You know, and the most arrogant one at that. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
So, at the end of the day, it was still, let's see, it's Vietnam, so it was still a very Republican run country.
I mean, it's
is to this day.
But for the most part, the media
shitted on him so hard and tried to vilify him, but I don't think the people felt that way.
No, the people are different. The people are different. Yeah. The people never felt uncomfortable with the war itself. In fact, the reason, I'm guessing, hopefully we'll see this when Ken Burns does the Vietnam documentary on PBS, but Vietnam was probably one of the first wars that America fought in, where the media played so much of a great was one of the great players in there, where there were so many images going back home where people were like, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you it's not like World War II, you know what I'm saying, where it's just talk. No. You're getting pictures every day, you know what I'm saying? The vantage point of seeing all that stuff and hearing it and knowing it and trying to figure out, like, well, exactly why are we there?
Right.
You know, because thing is, like, World War II, you can figure out why we're there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Somewhere between Pearl Harbor, the Guadalcanal, you know, and Hitler. Mm-hmm. You can figure that out. The rise of, the rise of communism in Vietnam. Like, all right, well, but no, seriously. But what have they done? Yeah. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm going to pick a fight with you, and like, I'm just saying, like, there better be blood or something stolen or something broken. You know, I need to know what, like, because outside of that, then there's a disconnect. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Now, two different situations, two different fights, Muhammad Ali and Kaepernick.
Right.
Can we call Kaepernick the modern day Muhammad Ali for this particular situation?
Absolutely.
Somebody that's taking a stand against the powers that be.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think he made people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable with the moral, for taking a moral stance.
Right.
He took a moral stance in the middle of all of this, and he's asking us to, like, say, like, listen up, and everybody's like, no, you're wrong. Like, you're wrong for not fighting for this country.
That's
wrong for not just getting up and putting your hand over your heart and getting out there and go playing in this game. Like,
I'm pretty Negro.
You know what I'm saying? So for all the things that Colin Kaepernick's going through, I'm like, look, I'll put it like this. Who knows? The next 20 some odd years, somebody's going to rewrite history and be like, you know, Colin Kaepernick,
he was on to something.
He was on to something. Like, he was an epic figure. Yeah, like, man. Boom. Look at his numbers. He was an amazing guy and everything.
A little bit
like
of time
that.
Left. Very little bit of time left. What's the last topic? We could just, I guess, speed round through that.
You can speed round through it, I guess, and then run it. Yeah. I was talking about Free Carmelo. You know what I'm saying? It's so hard.
What's up with that?
Like, the Knicks need to free Carmelo
Anthony.
Don't want
him no more.
No, they switch.
I like Carmelo, man.
Yeah, but they just need to just switch. Like, was it? They just got their new president of basketball operations, because Phil Jackson's gone, thank God. And then, but now they're talking about, we might want to keep Carmelo. I'm like, no, you got to get him out of there. There's nothing for him to do here. You know what I'm saying? There's no winning here. He's on the back end of his prime years. He's going to be like, 31, 32, 33? Mm. Like, he needs to get out there and win somewhere else.
You don't think it's all about pieces being put around him?
That time is done. Well, because the thing is, New York is nowhere near close to winning.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, somewhere between that and the private stuff. Like, I don't know what's going on with him and Lala. Like, I just watched like Power, and I'm like, look, this can't be good. Because you know, every time I see Lala, I'm like, damn. Like,
I haven't seen that show, not even one episode.
Ooh, boy, you don't know what you're missing. I tell you, I love me some Power. Like, I love me some Power. Yeah. I love me some Lala.
So, I got a little song request then for Carmelo, I guess.
What's that?
Damn, who the hell is that? The Beat Nuts, Get the Fuck Out.
Get the fuck out.
I think that's that might be appropriate.
Let's see if we could get that up there. Let's see. Oh man. But anything you want to plug and everything like that?
Want to plug life. More life. not Drake. Just life in general. Live your life. Love your life. Love the people around you. Positive vibes all day. Also, check out my wife's artwork at _pages_from_the_black_book. You can go to nmcc-art.tumblr.com. That's nmcc-art.tumblr.com. Check out her work there. She does commission work. We also do closet styling. We do closet clean outs. Holla at us.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Oh, hey, Boo, it's always good to have you on the show.
Always a pleasure, my brother.
Hey, thank you for coming through. Thank you all for listening this week. Stand by. If you're listening on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, stand by for Ear Hammer with Ramel next. You've all been wonderful. I will see you next. I will listen and see you next week. All right. Stay cool, baby.
Peace. Boom.
You won't hate me, cause your wifey wants an autograph from looking in her eyes. I can see she wants more than that. When I see back, make fat pass like quarterback.